that really brought this home first was a drug called reserpine, which has been used to treat people who had hypertension. Now, it also became used as a drug to treat people who are anxious, a drug to treat kids who are hyperactive, a drug to treat people who are depressed, and a drug to treat people who had psychosis. But the interesting thing was that people being treated with hypertension, of course, had no nervous problems at all. And they would say, I mean, the reporters saying when they were in treatment in places like the Mayo Clinic, good clinics, they're reported as saying, you know, the first few doses, I became very agitated. I began having thoughts that were very unusual for me, thoughts that included things like homicide. It was only when I came off the drug that I realized it must have been the drug that did this. So that was there very early on in the 1950s. The reason we know about it, and everybody agrees, reserpine does these things. It makes you depressed. It makes you suicidal. It makes you homicidal. Everybody agrees about that because this is a drug that was cheap and generic, and no pharmaceutical company had any interest to defend it. But when exactly the same things begin to happen on the later antipsychotics and the SSRIs we have now, of course, the pharmaceutical companies are making billions of dollars out of this, and they have every interest to defend the drug and tell people, no, our drug couldn't cause this.